Welcome to Hungry Authors, the show for aspiring authors who will stop at nothing to accomplish their writing and publishing dreams.
We're your hosts, Liz and Ariel, and we're honored that you're here. Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It is season 3.5 of the Hungry Authors podcast. And today we want to talk to you about the co-authoring process. So if you have not heard, Liz and I have a book coming out. August 6th is the publication date. And we wrote it together. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people co-author books. I think this maybe used to be a more common thing. Mm-hmm. But I think in the age of like, everyone has to have a personal brand. Everyone has to like, you know, have a platform. Yep. Things have become a little bit more siloed. And I don't see as many authors co-authoring anymore. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have asked us like, what has that been like? I think there's a lot of curiosity around mm-hmm. the like logistics of the co-authoring process. How does it work? How do you find someone who you jive with and who would be a good co-author? How do you handle, you know, potential disagreements and stuff? And like, should you do this? And personally, I think co-authoring is like one of the most underrated authoring strategies because it's amazing.
Totally.
It's so much fun. Like, it's been a great experience for us. And part of that is, you know, maybe a little bit of luck. I think we both feel very lucky, although I also think we work really hard at making it a good relationship.
Yep.
But yeah, so why don't you tell us, like, why don't mm-hmm. we hear from you, your perspective on like, what are some cool things about co-authoring?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, some thoughts off the top. Well, we just like logistics process wise, we pretty much split it in half, more or less. It doesn't go, me, you, like there are section, like there's four sections of the book. I think there's like a section where I write three of the four chapters. There's a section where you write most of the chapters. We very much picked chapters that catered to the strengths and knowledge and expertise of each of us. And there were some where we were both had equal and we just like more or less flipped a coin, but we tried to pick the ones that we were most interested in personally. I think more or less it went that way. I think at one, you picked up hybrid for me at the end. Remember, I like wrote something on hybrid publishing. I was having a lot of trouble. I don't know a lot about hybrid publishing. I was feeling very dispassionate about hybrid publishing. And I was like, please come in. And you picked that one up for me. So you ended up writing that chapter for me. I think I ended up writing a conclusion.
Yes, you wrote the conclusion because I did not want to write that.
Yeah. So there were a couple, there were places where we swapped off, you know, where things changed up a little bit, but more or less that's how it worked. We didn't worry a ton about cohesive voice. Like, I think, you know, I was thinking about the other day, like we talked about it and I think we do, we speak in, like we say we or I, mm-hmm. and occasionally we clarify who's speaking, but in general, we, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because we didn't end up worrying that much about it, which I think is something, you know, we do write differently. And I know you kicked it up a notch and I took it down a notch. That's not exactly how I want to put, but I know, you know what I mean by whatever, my sass and irreverence can kind of come out too strong. And you have a little bit more of a, just like a, more professional tone than I do.
Yeah.
And so we did have to level each other out, in certain places. But in general, we didn't worry about it. I mean, how did you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I know we talked about this more at the beginning. Like it's almost like we had anticipatory worries about how it was going to go. Like we were concerned during the proposal process, like, oh my gosh, how is it going to be with our two different voices? Mm-hmm. And so we got feedback on that from different people. Like I know when we sent out our proposal for feedback to a handful of trusted friends in the industry, we asked them, like, what advice do you have on the voice? Is mm-hmm. it jarring if we identify like, hey, this is Liz talking here and here's my advice, or this is Ariel talking here, and
Yep,
here's my
that's
advice,
right.
or should we try to go through the like the collective we, voice? And people had different responses about that, but we ended up being okay with differentiating, and we ended up kind of saying like, okay, I'm just gonna say like I'm Ariel, I'm talking here, this is my story, blah blah blah, and no one has had bad things to say, so.
No, and our editor didn't almost had no feedback on in a positive way. Like no one has said this was confusing or, one chapter sounds like this, another chapter sounds like this. So that ended up, yeah, we had a lot of anticipatory worry, but that really ended up kind of not being a real thing. Yeah, and then, well, I mean, one of the best things about it, this sounds like super obvious, but I think it's worth saying, and I think a lot of writers will identify with this, is that writing is just lonely. Like, especially, when you're writing something you care about, which most people are, sitting down and doing it for a lot of time all by yourself. I know there's agents and editors and other people who might come into the process, but in general, if you write a book and you don't have a co-author or a collaborator, you're most of the time you're just sitting there doing it all by yourself and like kind of slaving away at something that you care so much about on your own, is lonely and hard and kind of a bummer. And it's like when I remember when I was studied abroad a long time ago in college, I studied in Spain and I took little trips around on the weekend. And one of the like maybe the most important thing I wanted to do, or the thing I was most excited about, was going to the Castle of Versailles outside of Paris. I'd learned about it in 10th grade AP European history. I don't know why. I just kind of became obsessed with it and its history, and I wanted to see it. I was so close. Like Seville is not that far from Paris. But it turned out I couldn't get anybody, like whatever. Nobody ended up being able to go with me on the weekend so I could go. And so I was like, well, I'll go by myself. And I almost did go by myself. But I realized how much of a bummer it would be to go and sort of like fulfill this dream of mine by myself. Like I was like, just imagine myself like taking selfies at the Castle of Versailles and nobody there. And then like, over 10 years later, I went with Ryan when we were in Europe and it was amazing and so much more fun. And I was really glad I didn't have this like kind of bummer of a suit. And obviously everyone could interpret that differently. There are probably plenty of people who would have gone and had a lovely time by themselves. But for me, it was so monumental. I didn't want to do it alone. And sometimes I feel like there's an analogy there about book writing. It's like, it's such a cool, fun, amazing experience. And for a lot of people, it's a lifelong dream. And doing it by yourself, it's just not as much fun as doing it with somebody else,
Well, okay, similarly, I kind of feel like having someone, yes, it is lonely if you do it by yourself, but also it could be lonely if there were two of you, but like the other person didn't care as much as you. Like, I think one of the things that I
That's
love
true.
about our partnership is that I know we both care about this a lot. Like, I think we are equal in terms of caring about the success of
That's
this
true.
project. And because of that, it feels really rewarding. And I think we also have an easier time, like, talking through some of the hard things because we both know that we're starting from this point of, look, we both deeply care about this project. We care about the content. We care about making it the best it can be. And so sometimes, like sometimes caring a lot does mean that there is conflict,
That's
but
true.
it also means there is a very clear path to resolution and harmony too. So I think that's been like one of the best pieces. It would be so sad if like being in a group project, but you're the only one doing the work, like that's
Yes,
terrible.
exactly.
People
I
hate
know.
that. But when you both care so much and you're both really committed to it, it's amazing. And I also think something you said earlier reminded me about accountability. Like it is a lot easier for me to show up and like get past some of my own hurdles, or it was a lot easier for me to get past some of my own hurdles because I was like, Liz is depending on me. If I don't get my part done, Liz can't get her part done. And so
That's
it was
true.
like, I cannot procrastinate. I cannot slack off. I cannot let imposter syndrome get the best of me because there is someone else on the line now. And That is a powerful
Yep.
motivator. And if you are a first-time author and you feel like accountability is one of those things that you struggle with, pull someone else into this project, man, because you will get it
Yeah.
done.
Yeah, totally. That was big for me too. Yeah, that was hugely important to me because it came at a pretty hard time, career-wise for me. I just like had a
Yeah.
huge disappointment, and it was like right around that time that I had to write like most of our book. And so I was like, oh my gosh. Like I was, just like feeling pretty discouraged about like my writing, my skill. But it didn't matter. I was like, well, too bad. You got to sit down and do it. You know what I mean? And I don't
Yeah.
know if I hadn't had that accountability, like that would have been much, much harder, especially because we were trying to finish it early.
Yeah.
Which was extra hard. Another thing I was
Yeah.
thinking about too that is, I don't know if this is like how to advise people if you're looking for a co-author, how to advise people in this, but like something that we didn't struggle a lot with is like we didn't edit each other or like have any real conflict over content and like what it should be and what it shouldn't be. I mean, obviously, we were also helped by the fact that we're writing a pretty straightforward prescriptive book that about a process that we both know pretty well and we had taught many times. So it was pretty clear, which I don't know, maybe that's a piece of advice. Like I think a big idea thought leadership kind of a book co-authored could be much messier than this process that we went together. But like something I was thinking about as we swapped the manuscript back and forth was like I never felt like you like we didn't like edit each other hard or have any argument over like what should be in there and what shouldn't, or you wrote this wrong, or you know what I mean? Like there wasn't any of that, which was really
And
lucky.
I think that comes from a couple of things. I think that comes from number one, and this is our profession. So we have enough experience that we know not to be too precious about
That's true.
our ideas, right? Like we both have faced a lot of rejection. We've both had a lot of ideas get cut. And there were some things that both of us, I think, said to each other, like, hey, I kind of think this doesn't belong here. Like there was a big section in chapter one that we cut out that kind of broke my heart.
There's two parts. Okay, I'm thinking of two pieces. The only two places I think I ever told you was genre. We had to cut some down of
I
genre, and
know. I
that part
know.
in chapter one, that was like, and I appreciate this, and this is going to sound like braggy, but it really meant a lot to me because I did think a lot about it, is you had sent that genre chapter to our editor and our agent, who we adore and have and are phenomenal. But neither one of them told you this is too long.
Yes, you're right. And you were the person who was the most honest with me and was like, Ariel, this is not the
And
best. It
I was
needs
like, I think
to get
this is
cut.
too long. You need to trim some of this. And
And
then you were so appreciative of it, which made me feel good because I
yes.
thought a little bit about saying that. I was like, well, they didn't say, like, they didn't confirm this instinct I
Yeah.
have, but I really think, and it goes back to your caring piece, right? Like, you can
Yes.
rely on me because I'm the only one who cares as much as you know?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, that's so true. I know. You're so right. And I do think, yeah, just thankfully, I have enough experience undergoing rejection in my writing that when you said, hey, this is not the best, it needs to be cut, I was like, you know what? You're right. And I can see that and I can accept it and I'm okay with it. So there was that. But I also think it's because we really respect each other that we didn't have a lot of conflict over conflict over content. Like, you know, for example, we do book proposals differently. We think about book proposals differently. And you were writing that chapter. So there were times when I was like, this is not the way that I would have presented it. But I still know that a reader following Liz's advice here is going to get the job done. It's going to be done really, really well. And it's going to help them achieve success. So mission accomplished. I'm not going to say anything because that's just me having an opinion. That's my way is not the right way. My way is just a different way, and that's not what I'm here to accomplish. You might have noticed that Hungry Authors has had a bit of a glow up lately. One of the best investments we've made has been in hiring Goldschlag Design to help us create attractive graphics, slides, invites to our book launch party, and digital products that are aligned with the Hungry Authors brand. Michelle Goldschlag founded Goldschlag Design specifically to help busy women juggling marriage, children, and entrepreneurship. She has helped us take so much off of our plate. If you're looking for help with your design needs, there are three ways to work with Michelle. First, you can hire Michelle as your personal coach to develop and refine your digital design work in-house. You can submit one-off projects with a quick turnaround, or you could get unlimited designs every month with her subscription program. We're part of her subscription program, and the value that we've received has been incredible. But space is limited. Hop on over to goldschlagdesign.com today to snag your spot alongside us. Yeah, we were both really committed to the reader, and we both have immense respect for each other's expertise.
Yeah, exactly. And I think too, along those lines, you know, I can't think of specific examples when we did like in this process when this happened, but in general, in the book and in our like working relationship, like most things will say, like when we were editing each other, most things are, here's a tip, here's a piece of advice, here's what I would do, here's what I think. But like you said, we hold it loosely. Mm-hmm. But if one of us were to say, like, no, or like really draw a line, which probably the closest I ever came was like that genre chapter where I felt pretty strongly that that section needed to go. But like in, you know, I don't know, we did like, this came up with the membership thing, I think a little bit, where eventually you were just like, no. And like when one of us, I think we have that respect enough for each other that when one of us has an instinct that is that strong, even if the other one doesn't have it, we know they're probably right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like totally.
Or at least it's worth like just acquiescing to the other person. You know what I mean? Right. Like whoever has a stronger feeling about something. Yeah. And so
like
that
a marriage
that
friend.
Like a marriage. Right. I was like, it doesn't happen very often, but I think there's been just like a handful of times where one of us has felt really strongly about something. And unfortunately it hasn't been the same thing and had opposite things about it. Hey friends, it's that time again. If you've been wanting to learn about our bespoke book mapping process that has helped hundreds of authors plan and write the book of their dreams, we have good news. Registration is now open for our next Map Your Book cohort, which runs July 9th through August 6th. In 5 teaching sessions and weekly workshops, we'll help you figure out your book's transformation and teach you how to map out your entire book chapter by chapter. Book mapping is the invisible matrix that makes a book work. We're going to teach you how to see it and how to do it for your own book. Head to mapyourbook.com to learn more and sign up for our July cohort.
Let's talk briefly about money, because I do think people wonder, what does the money look like? So we are 50-50 co-authors. We split everything 50-50. We also split the work 50-50, so it feels really fair. And I do think things get tricky because, again, we both care, we care 100-100.
Yeah.
We split the work 50-50 and we split the money 50-50. So that's how
advance,
we do things.
Royalties.
Yep.
Anything that we, I mean, the outgoing money is also.
Right. You know, that's
kind
true.
Of 50-50. I guess, I don't know. Hungry authors pays for that. But still, any form of money is always 50-50. But yes, the way we get paid through, this is a traditionally published book. So it's advance and royalties, and we split those in half.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And for us, that is the simplest. It's the fairest. I think people also worry about like attribution and credit. And we just have not really like had much conflict around those areas, thankfully. And again, I think it goes back to like, for neither of us is super precious about this, even though we both care a lot. We're also not like really precious. And we also just have respect for each other. So like we had conversations about the cover credit, and it was like, neither of us really care that much.
No.
And we both were happy like seeing the other person's name first, and it didn't really matter.
Right. So. Yeah. And I think I talked about this a little bit in your Substack, but like, I'm a ghostwriter. You are too, but like in general, I think we are also helped a lot by the fact that we worked, collaborate. We are always collaborating. Like, of course, we co-authored this, which was very unique. I never co-authored a book in this way, but in general, as an editor, you're a collaborator. As a ghostwriter, I'm a collaborator. We're constantly collaborating on projects, like if an editor has a great idea that the writer implements, like you don't always get credit for that. Like as a ghostwriter, certainly I don't get credit. And so we did have a little bit of experience of like letting somebody come in and help and not caring so much about some of these other things that in right, you know, and down the line just aren't that important. Okay. Well, I mean, I know this is like we got to wrap it up, so it's going to be a short one, but like if people want to know more about co-authoring, there's plenty more stuff we could dig into later. If you guys are listening to this and you want to hear more, like hit us up on social media or shoot us an email or something and send us your co-authoring questions. We could dig deeper into something. It's just hard to know sometimes like what people want to know about. We could go into process, we could talk about ghostwriting, we could talk about, I don't know, whatever. But let us know if you have more co-authoring thoughts or questions. But you know, bottom line is we come down on the pro. We're pro co-authoring.
Yes, definitely. All right, we'll see you next week, friends. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're a hungry author and you want to learn more about our community and courses, head over to hungryauthors.com. Remember, you have a story and a message worth sharing, and if you've got the hunger, you can make it happen. Don't forget, Hungry Authors the book is publishing August 6th and is available right now for pre-order. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, of course, or you can support your favorite local bookstore by ordering through bookshop.org.